once you've understood that the Christian's argument for marriage is founded not on hate, but on the belief that love is good, period, and that even should we disagree, we're not here to harm you, but we are going to hold to our own belief on the matter, then you have to engage with what Jesus, the one who died and rose again, actually says about marriage. And the only place to really start, in my mind, I mean, it's not Numbers, because that's the Old Covenant. You can't just go and apply the Old Covenant to us. It doesn't work that way. There are things that do apply, but only because we find them spoken by Jesus, spoken by Paul. So circumcision doesn't apply, right? Sabbath worship doesn't apply. You got to go to Jesus himself, and the place to go is Matthew chapter 19, where the Pharisees were having a little debate about what marriage is with Jesus, and they were really arguing pretty heavy for how important divorce is to marriage, which is not true, and Jesus says some harsh things about that, but in the midst of this little debate, he answers what marriage is very succinctly. Verse 4 of chapter 19 in Matthew, he says, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? And said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God joined together, let not man separate." That's Jesus' definition of marriage. And it's just power-packed. Have you not read first? So do you not believe that the Old Testament writings are indeed true? Not that the Old Covenant directly applies to us as a set of laws for us to follow, although it did apply to Jesus. But that the Old Testament is an accurate history of the creation of the world and the history of the Jewish peoples. Have you not read there that when the creation happened, when God created the heavens and the earth from the beginning, right? Genesis chapter 1 and 2, he made them, humanity, us, male and female. He made us binary, right? He made two who were different, who were actually diverse. Diversity is a word today that usually is used to mean university, right? To punch out the differences. That's why people are unable to tolerate Christians, because we hold to a different view and we don't change it. And so we're ruining their university by actual diversity. Well, the actual diversity of sex would require hetero, which is a Greek word that means diverse or different. So heterosexual, different sex, that's all it means, as opposed to homosexual, same sex, right? Diversity is how God created humanity. He made one man and one woman so that the two could become one. So that, and this is to get to the most scientific base level, that just you can't get around it even if you are an atheistic evolutionist, so that the genes from one form of organ could join with the genes from another form of organ. And each of these organs makes these different things, egg and semen, if you want to call it that. And that they join together, and once they do, now you don't have the two who started. You have a third flesh. You have one flesh who can't be separated, can't be divided in two. Think Solomon and the women arguing over the baby. What am I going to do? Cut the baby in half? I guess I'll do that if that'll satisfy you. No, no, don't do that, the mother says, because she knows this flesh of her flesh is another, is a human. And all of our discussion about marriage has to kind of start there. Jesus died, Jesus rose, therefore we believe he's God. Here's what he says, from the beginning we're male and female so that we might have family, so that we might have more humanity. Jesus and God actually like people, right? That's why they made us, and he gave us this great gift of procreation, being able to forward the species, let the little children come to me, all of that stuff. Jesus likes kids, yeah? And so in love, we do too. And we try to embrace this even as the world rejects it, right? So that while we can't go out and make everybody believe what we believe, we're still going to believe this, that man and woman created by God, redeemed in Christ, are still wonderfully good in our diversity, particularly in the way in which he has made us capable of forwarding the human species. Yeah. And not in some just crass way like the animals, but in a way which actually cares for the offspring that we have, that we would seek to give them the very thing which makes us Christians, the fear of the Lord, baptized into him, trained up in the wisdom of his word, and believing in the goodness of all of his commandments and promises. And that's the place and the reason why, as a Christian, you can't really reject what Jesus says about marriage. There's just no way around it. Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female. What God has joined together, let not man separate. The words of our Lord.